Welcome to Shor Machshava Nadav. Shir is a Luy Nishmas, my grandfather, Rabbi Yaakov Yosef Ben Tzvi Hirsch Dallinger, whose Yortzer is 28th of Tishrei. We're holding in Zvokim Daf Lamed Vov. The Gemara in Amud Aleph says, how do I know what Rabbi Yehuda said, the Machshavas Hinuach, just thinking of leaving blood for the next day, is already poisel a korban? So the Gemara says, the two psukim. One posuk says, Lo yisasir menu ad boiker. And another pasuk says, Lo yaniach imenu ad boker. So the second pasuk teaches you the machshev es hinuach. So I ask the Gemara, but you still need the pasuk for other drushes. Answers the Gemara, Im ken leima kol lo yisusiru, mai lo yaniach. Why did the Torah use the losh in the language lo yaniach? The Torah should have used the language lo yisusiru, like the first pasuk. Why are we changing the language to lo yaniach? Im heinu inyan leinuach, tenu inyan lemachshev es hinuach. So from here you learn machshev es hinuach. Now the simple understanding is that it's just a change of a lashon. Like many times we find in Shas, why did the Torah change a lashon? The fact that it changed the lashon, that itself tells me that we try to teach you something, we try to teach you the machshev es hinuach is a problem. But we find here biurim that it's not only the change of the lashon, but the fact that we're using the word yaniach, that tells me that it's something that has to do with machshava. So the Shita Mekubetzes over here explains, because the word lo yosiru is a lashon of achila. For example, we find by Dosan Ma'avirim that it says vayosiru anoshim imenu ad boiker, which means they left it to eat it the next day. So we talk about eating. They did not eat it today, they ate it only the next day. So lo yosiru means eat it. Lo yosiru, don't eat it after the time that you're not supposed to eat it. But the word lo yaniach, mashra loshon hatsno, putting it aside. Like the pasuk says, "Vaynichu b'mishmar." So it's not referring to eating, just referring to putting aside. So what is referring to? Machshev es hinuach. Meaning, not just the fact that we changed the lashon, but the fact that we're not using a lashon has to do with achila, tells we talk about machshev es hinuach. That's what the Shita Mekubetza says over here in the name of Rabbeinu Peretz. And the Sefer Roisha Mizbeach, he says another, he adds more to it. He says that's not only that, but the idea of hanocho means machshava, as opposed to noisa, which doesn't mean machshava. The raya is, it says, vayivoser Yaakov levadoi. Doesn't mean that he intended to be alone, but so happens to be that he stayed alone. Or the pasuk says, vamelocho oiso doyom vehoiser. After they collected for the Mishkan, there was leftover. They didn't intend to have leftover, but that's what happened to be. It was no machshava over there. But lashon hanocho is with machshava. Because it says, Hiniach Loshon Hanochas Amatois, that says by Moshe Rabbeinu. It says, Vatanach Bigdo Yetzlo. Esther's Potiphar put the clothing aside to show her husband. And he says, this all goes in the Pasuk. It says in the Pasuk, Parshas Haman, Al Yoseri Menu Ad Boyka, don't leave things for the next day, meaning even without Kavano. And then it says, regarding on Friday, it's Kola Eidef Hoidef Hanichu for the next day. With Kavano, I want you to intend to leave from Friday to Shabbos the month. And the Loshon of the Gemara Mitzia, Sofek Hinuach, Sofek if he put it down, your Bekavana. Similar ideas brought down the Sefer Keser Kehuno, which was written on the Sifri in Parashas Chukas. So he says, he brings a drasha to tell me the Hiniach is Mishesh Bridas Laniach. So has to be an adult, not a katan. And he brings the Vilna Goin that says, Hiniach Bechutz Amachne. What do you say, Hiniach Bechutz Amachne? What does it teach you? That it has to be something, someone who has Das. Adds the Sefer Keser Kehuno, that in the language, in Lashon HaKodesh, or in Hebrew, when you say the word Hanocha, Hanocha means a certain understanding. If we have this Hanocha, this is what this means, what Hanocha means, I mean, that's how we understand something. So you see that Hanocha has to do with Machshav, with something, how you, the way you think. So you may say the Reish HaMizbeach and the Kesach Kudu, that's what's in our Gemara. And our Gemara, the Gemara says, it doesn't say Lo Yisusiru, which means you just left it there. It says Lo Yaniach. Lo Yaniach means with Kavana. Means a machshava. So machshava means that he has a machshava sinuach. That's the Raya of our Gemara. And adds the Rishon Mizbeach, that the Rambam in Psula Mizbeach writes that someone who's moisir, he creates something which is a noise, doesn't get malchus, because it's lava nita klase. So ask the Kesem Mishnah, why not lava nita klase? Just say it's lav shein b'maise. There's no maise if you leave it overnight. So he says, based on what he explains in our Gemara, the lo yaniach means don't have a machshava to leave it overnight. So when he puts it aside to leave it overnight, that's a maise. He is putting it aside. He's not eating it, putting it aside with machshava. It's his maise to leave it aside. So there is a mice over here. So the reason the Rambam has to tell me you don't get Malkus is because it's Nita Klase. Well, Koponi, we see the Gemara is not just saying, oh, we should have used this word instead of this word. It's intentionally using the word that means a machshava, and that's what we learn, machshava sinuach, according to the Havamir of the Gemara. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shom Machshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.